name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Never lie or cheat. Be truly free. Free from your whims that are always looking for excuses to follow what you want only. Free from your laziness for study or work. Free from your passions and your vices. Free of your negative feelings, especially anger. Do not be a slave to laziness or selfishness. You have a big and beautiful heart for love. Do not waste it in seeking only the things of the earth. Be free like the eagles which dominate the air. Don't be like that person who goes where the people go. Don't be a man without personality who does and says what others do and say. Think for yourself. Decide for yourself. Do not let yourself be manipulated by fashion or by the ideas of your friends. Be a real man. Live authentically. Do not make lying a rule of your life. Don't fool anyone. Don't try to justify your mistakes. Acknowledge them and rectify them. Learn to be free, breaking the chains of your vices, because many crimes have been committed in the name of freedom. In the name of freedom, many men and women despise marital fidelity and kill innocent children in abortion. Do not allow your freedom to be chained by your mistakes and sins. Do not confuse freedom with irresponsibility. To be free is to be responsible. To be free is to truly love and make others happy. Therefore, never repeat too much, I. Do not say, I am like that, to justify yourself. Saying I can't is often saying I don't want to. It's an easy and false excuse. With the help of God, you can improve yourself. Never stop in the way of your own self-improvement. Aspire higher and deeper. Aspire to be better and holier every day. Change the color of your look. Look with new eyes at those around you. Free yourself from destructive selfishness, pride, fear of ridicule, fashion, what they will say, and everything that makes you a slave. Think that every day you can improve and do something better than yesterday. Don't get carried away by consumerism. Don't create new needs every day. Be free like the birds that with a little food are happy. And start changing today. Don't leave it for tomorrow might be too late. Control the rudder of your life and don't let yourself drift by your passions. Be master of yourself. Don't be a weather vane moved by the wind. Be yourself. Be responsible for your life. Use your ability to think and act according to fundamental principles. Do not simply follow what is imposed on you by fashion or what others approve or disapprove of. Do not let yourself be manipulated by others. Be free, but at the same time, be responsible. Do not seek the reasons for your ills and your problems outside of yourself. Fight, strive, work to improve yourself every day. Don't be daunted by difficulties. Don't worry too much about what others think of you. Worry about what you really are, even if no one knows your virtues. Get over yourself with courage. Forgive those who have offended you. Bury your tortuous past, your hates and dislikes, and try to love, serve, and help everyone around you. Don't sell yourself for money. Money is not going to give you happiness. But don't desperately seek pleasure for pleasure's sake either. Do not let yourself be enslaved by pleasure. Pleasure is a pleasant sensation of the body, which is transient and temporary. Seek permanent happiness, which belongs to the soul. Reflect to yourself, how many hours do you dedicate to taking care of your body, in the gym, on the beach, in the dressing room? And how much time do you spend caring for your soul? Isn't the soul more important than the body? Don't let yourself be enslaved by your body. Live for eternity. Don't waste time thinking about what you could have done and didn't. Project yourself into the future to see what you can do and how you will do it. Complaining does not solve anything. Self-pity does not solve anything. But you can learn from your mistakes to give more importance to time and not waste it again. Every day is a unique day, which you must fill with love and joy to make others happy. Write a new page every day in the story of your life, but let it be a page full of love, of which you can feel proud. Remember that you were born to be happy, making others happy. Do you know someone who drifts through life like a ship that has lost its propellers? Why don't you give this person a hand? There are too many people confused, depressed, without the desire to live, who need you. Open your eyes and make everyone you meet on your way happy. God doesn't ask you for more. You don't need to go to distant lands to feed the hungry in Africa. You must fulfill your life in the place where God has placed you. There, you must sanctify yourself, and right there, you can make many people happy. In addition, with your prayer and your sufferings, you can also help those who live far away, because prayer is collected by God and carried on the wings of angels to help those most in need in the farthest places on earth. Brother or sister in Christ, God expects a lot from you. Light up your lights in your path so that others will follow in your footsteps. Look around. The world is full of life. Look at a blade of grass, a little bird that sings in a lonely tree, an ant that roams the ground, looking for a grain of wheat, a stray dog who is hungry for bread and love, an insect that flutters endlessly. But above all, watch the men who pass by you. Look at that child who doesn't smile, or the man who walks fast, or that woman who is pregnant. Everyone has their own story and their own problems. At least you can greet them, smile at them, pray for them. Yes, you can love every human being in the world. It doesn't matter if they don't deserve it. You do not judge. Leave the judgment to God. You love, even if they hurt you. Love and forgive. Love without conditions. Love is the first and last word of the universe. For love, the world was made and is preserved. For love, there are children, there are families, there is life. Therefore, when love is lacking, everything suffers and everything goes wrong. Instead, where there is love, there is harmony and happiness. That is, where there is God, because God is love. And no one can be happy without God and without His love. Love and enjoy the beautiful joys of life. Why lock yourself in a nightclub on weekends to listen to loud and violent music which fuels passions? Why don't you go out to the countryside to enjoy a beautiful sunset, the simple butterflies, the song of the birds, the colors of the flowers, the rainbow, or the musicality of the wind, or the perfume of the fields? You don't have to be a millionaire to enjoy the healthy joys of life. Rejoice with the smile of a child, the beauty of a beautiful woman, and above all, the love of your family. Learn to truly love, and do not let yourself be carried away by false love, which only seeks the pleasure of the body. You will be free when before each choice, you choose not the most pleasant, but what makes you the most a person. When you prefer the good of your neighbor to your own comfort. When you say no to oppression and injustice. You will be free when you accept others as they are, and when you seek to do the will of God in everything, no matter what others say or don't say. Only by loving God and others will you be truly free. Only by loving and serving others will you be truly happy. Only God can give you true happiness. Love, and you will be happy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.